All right, Thunder and PT, we got to get serious here for just a second. I want you to do PT and me a favor today, and a favor for a two-year-old boy that happens to have cerebral palsy. His name is Levi. He's two, and of course, he can't ask for himself. But I want you to go to our Facebook page. Our Facebook page, by the way, 1029 The Wolf MN. And I want you to share on your page the pic of the wheelchair at the top of our newsfeed that was stolen from Levi and his family in West St. Paul the other night. The chair is a little over $5,000. And I reached out to Levi's aunt, Heather, and she told me this. The wheelchair is a little over $5,000. It is customized for Levi's body and his special needs. With winter coming, I just don't know how mom will manage to get him to therapy. It literally took my breath away hearing this news. We are desperately waiting for it to be found or returned, but if none of these things happen, it will need to be replaced. The family is at the mercy of whoever stole it, hoping it turns up somewhere, as a new chair takes about 6 months to be completed and customized. Also, just to be a little more specific to what it is, it's an electric blue wheelchair with candy apple green accents, and they did not take the backrest. So it is a child size wheelchair, no backrest, basically useless to anybody who stole it out of a car, by the way, if I didn't mention that. It says flip on the bottom side wheel panel, and it's of no use to anyone without the backrest.
I mean, this is so disturbing to me that we would, what is the point of taking this? Is the idea to try to, like, you know, sell it someplace, like on like a black market, or like go to a pawn shop? If we know anybody in the Wolfpack that is involved with pawn shops or places where this person, mm-hmm. you know, would potentially make money, mm-hmm. like that's where we've got to catch this person, because this is something where, like you said, it's not like a cell phone or like a Visa gift card where anybody can just up and use it.
This is this wheelchair, and for sake of a better term, this wheelchair, it's Levi's legs, and this is how he gets around. Right. And these chairs are made specifically, they're modified for the child using it. You can see the shared post on our Facebook page, 1029 The Wolf MN. More people that know about it will be looking for it. And I want you to stay tuned here to our show. And if you have any information, the West St. Paul Police Department phone number is listed on our Facebook post. And right now, Levi just needs his wheelchair back.
Yes.
And before, you know, we begin a GoFundMe page, and listen, a lot of people want to, you know, contribute, but it takes so long to put these wheelchairs together to replace it. So because of the length of time it takes to be customized, we are just praying that this wheelchair is found. Share it from our page, spread the word, and let's get Levi his wheelchair back. So again, go to our Facebook page and share it, spread the word, and let's get out there and find that wheelchair.
And I doubt anybody listening is the person, because nobody in the Wolfpack would actually be the person that stole it. But if you somehow know the person that did, let's just get it back to Levi, okay? Like, kind of one of those, like, if we just got to get it back to him, and maybe you made a mistake, and I think we can all forgive people. But let's just get it back to Levi.
No questions asked, right?
Yes, let's just do that.
And everyone just look, you know, by dumpsters, garbage cans, parking lots, because honestly, it was probably ditched somewhere. All right. And we'll have more on that. We'll give the updates when we know them. All right. Coming up, there's a ridiculous new TikTok trend where students pretend to get kidnapped during their school Zoom to see how people react. You're going to find out all about it and what's being done to stop it. Coming up next right here, it's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.